This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, I want to talk about Josh Hamilton. Man, I'm a huge Josh Hamilton fanboy. Always have been. I love the long ball. To see him going to the Rangers Hall of Fame, such a special thing. And I was at the house on Saturday. I was on the grill and popped it up on TV and started watching the big ceremony. And man, this was the most Josh Hamilton thing ever. So dude, you Josh Hamilton, everybody knows at this point. I mean, one of the greatest raw talents in the history of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's up there with Mickey Mantle. I mean, in terms of raw talent, it's a short list that he's on, and he's right up there with the best of the best in terms of overall talent. But obviously his career, there was Josh Hamilton dust sprinkled all over it. There was always something weird, and Josh would always say stuff like, "Hey, you know me. You know, hey, it's mm-hmm. me, it's Josh. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to be something weird." And, you know, it was always that sort of Josh Hamilton element around whatever he was involved in or involved with. And so his speech, man, I loved it. The ceremony was great, but it was so Josh Hamilton. I mean, the wheels went firing off at different points. He lost one of the pages he was on. Someone had to bring him a different page. He was freestyling at one point and just going off the cuff. And then he was going prepared statement. And I wouldn't have wanted it any other way because it was pure Josh Hamilton gold.
Well, one of the, I thought, things, at least to me, that was really interesting was he said, you're talking about his raw talent and natural ability, was he said when he was getting drafted, he expected to be in the Hall of Fame. And then a few years later, getting sidetracked, he thought there was no way and chance he'd ever get an opportunity to do that. So it does totally, you know, underscore what his career was like. He was number one pick. He was supposed to be something special. And then he got so sidetracked into the world of basically crystal meth. I mean, it was just a disaster for the guy. And then he brought it all back and had incredible moments that we all witnessed and were just blown away by his abilities.
Dude, Michael Young and David Murphy were cracking up. They were having so much fun because it was so Josh and the wheels were falling off. And dude, there were some really special moments too, very sentimental. And it was very special. Here's Josh Hamilton. Here's a little clip from his ceremony going into the Rangers Hall of Fame on Saturday.
I love all of you. I am tremendously honored for this. It's unbelievable. It's the first time I've been back since I was done. So I forgot how the grass looks and smells. And I forgot how maybe loud y'all can get. I'm not sure.
What a showman.
You still got it. Thank you.
So, wow, dude, So he was very, off the cuff,
thank
man.
You.
And he was like, you know, maybe a little bit nervous, but super casual and comfortable. And it kind of like he was doing stand up comedy, and he was comfortable. And then he'd kind of get nervous and start reading the script and stuff. And so people don't know this. Like, if you've been listening to our show 3 to 7 for many years here on 105.3 The Fan, then you know we have a special technology on the Ben and Skin Show. We can only use it on Josh Hamilton where we can get inside his mind. Mm-hmm. So we get to hear his internal thoughts, his internal dialogue, and we were able to use it again because we have to know his location, and when we know where he is, we can use it. So we've got it. Do you guys want to take a listen to this? I haven't heard this yet. We just got this sent over to us. Hopefully there's no cuss words in it because we haven't even heard this yet.
I feel like I should have to pay for this.
I know, right? It should be a paid service.
It's subscription-based. It's $3.95 a month.
Inside the mind of Josh Hamilton. So this is during his ceremony. You'll actually, I'm told, be able to hear Josh Hamilton and then hear his own internal dialogue talking to himself and his own brain as well. So here's a little bit of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2019 inductee into the Texas Rangers Baseball Hall of Fame, Josh Hamilton.
Do I go now? 1, 2, hello. Thank you, Chuck. Hey, everybody. It's me, Josh Hamilton.
Hey, man.
Well, who's that?
Hey, man. It's you. It's your internal voice.
Oh, man, it's the wrong time for that, God.
Hey, man, speech's going great so far.
Hey, thank you, man. Have I started yet?
Yep.
All right.
Keep going, man.
Okay.
You're killing this.
First of all, I'm here to thank everybody for making me a Hall of Famer. I never thought I'd make it to Cooperstown.
Hey, man. Hey. You just made it into the Rangers Hall of Fame.
What's that?
That's this. That's what this is. Keep going.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm not quite ready for Cooperstown, but I thank you nonetheless. Speaking of thank yous, I'd like to thank all of my teammates.
All them teammates, man.
Hey, can you help me think of some of them guys?
Well, right next to you is Michael Young.
Big thanks to Michael Young, who came all the way here today.
Hey, man, he's already here. He lives here. That other guy is either Rusty Greer or David Murphy. I can't tell.
Also, thank you to David Greer.
Hey, man, thank Washington.
But I wouldn't be here today without Washington, because every day, Wash would show up, even when I wouldn't.
Hey, man, did we play with DeLucci? I can't remember, but we got to thank him if we did.
Apparently, I also had some Italian teammates, and I'd like to thank them, too. You know, it's hard getting ready to play baseball two or three times a week, knowing that your teammates are playing six times a week. But they stood by me, even when I didn't show.
Hey, man, that was a beautiful poem right there.
Hey, thank you, man. I think you helped me write it, because you're my inspiration.
You bet your ass.
Hey, don't cuss, God. It freaks me out.
Sorry about that. I'm not God, by the way. I'm you. I'm your internal dialogue.
Am I talking out loud right now?
Nope.
I'd also like to thank Nolan and John, two best friends.
Hey, man, I don't think them dudes like each other much.
Anyways, I forgot. John and Nolan didn't get along that well, but thank you to them, too. Both of them, separately and together. I would also like to thank the training room for being a comfortable place for me to sleep when I had injuries to my ankle, my knee, my shoulder.
Eyeballs.
My eyeball. Oh, I forgot about my eyeballs. Damn. Oh, sorry, God.
Both elbows, both shoulders, lower back, upper back, mid left back, right butt, hamstrings, calves, left foot, right big toe, and then, of course, my left pinky toe.
Hey, man. By the way, sorry to interrupt your thoughts.
No, it's great. You're helping me a lot, God.
You smell the grass right now.
I'd like for everybody to smell the grass right now. I forgot how good it smells right after being freshly mowed. I was shocked when I came out to play today and my uniform was no longer in my locker.
Man, we ain't playing today, man. We're just here to accept this great honor.
Well, why the hell would I be at a ballpark if I'm not going to play?
Man, finish the speech.
Now it is time for me to read from this speech that I have written with the help of God. Page 1. Hello, baseball fans. I'm sometime center fielder Josh Hamilton of the Texas Rangers.
Hold on, man. Hey, you dropped a page. It blew away in the wind.
Oh, hold on.
You got a freestyle for a second. Just go off the cuff.
Ian, can you hand me that page that's blowing over there?
That ain't Ian.
I don't remember what he looked like.
I am now done with page 1.
No, that you're on the wrong page.
No, that's all I wrote on this page.
Okay. Keep going.
Page 3. Wait, hello? This out of order. God, can you sort through this for me?
Did you thank Wash yet?
While we try to organize my speech, I'd like to thank Washington again for being there every time. Well, this speech is making me tired. Plus, I have some wood to cut and some wild animals to shoot.
Man, this is going so well. Wrap this thing up.
Okay, bye.
Wait. You got to say something more powerful and meaningful than that.
Oh, okay, hold on.
And in closing, goodbye, everybody.
That good?
That was perfect, man.
Thank God this is over.
I'm not God.
I love you, God.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Wow.
That was touching.
Yeah, it really was. Thank you to Allie for that. But, dude, I love me some Josh Hamilton.
Yes.
And, you know, if it was super polished and he got out there and he just crushed it and killed it, it wouldn't be Josh.
No.
Thank you.
It needed to be a little bit wheels off. All right. So really, really good stuff. Where are you going to take us here, KT?
Oh, yeah. The Bill Walton thing happened as well. It was the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. So Bill Walton goes and does the Chicago White Sox baseball TV broadcast.
I wouldn't mind just getting into the absurdity of, hey, guys, it's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Let's put noted acid taker Bill Walton on a baseball broadcast.
Here he is at the pregame, just talking about baseball, not really having a time limit.
White Sox and Angels at the Diamond in the Park.
This is your first ever baseball game doing this job, right?
This is a job?
That's true.
Well, I understand that it starts and then you play.
Yeah.
But that the offense can't touch the ball. And that the defense goes first. And that there's no time limits. And you just go until somebody says, it's over. Sounds very much like a dead show.
It's a timeless game.
I love timelessness. You're timeless.
Well,
I've been dead for quite a few years.
And we all may be by the end of the night. The music playing means we are actually out of time.
What in the world?
Is he having an out-of-body experience? What is that?
He said, I love timelessness, and then said he'd been dead for years.
pretty good.
Oh, it's America's game.
I love timelessness.
This is a cut 58. This is going to be him talking about why he wouldn't be in a why he wouldn't be a good catcher.
Yes, there's a base.
We're
hit.
On our way.
That's your guy,
Print
James McCann.
Print the banner. Is that the catcher?
It is.
I tell you, yeah, I'm not a very good catcher. I'm much better at getting high than getting low. And the way those guys squat down there, man. But you know, Thurman Munson, John Roseborough. Johnny Bench.
God. What is he doing?
It's amazing. Here's one where there's a foul ball in play. He's commenting on that.
It was really? 2 hours, 56 minutes, and the Sox came back in the ninth and nearly won.
Yeah! Oh, wrong direction. Sorry.
Okay. Wait. Was he reacting to the sound before he realized it was just fouled straight back?
Yeah. He just saw a ball fly up in the air, and he's like, yeah. So here's one where
he was so excited.
There's a shallow pop fly to left field, and he overreacts a little bit.
Although I'm not going to say that he knows me. But oh, yes, go! Over the fence, come on! Please!
Oh, Upton
man.
Makes the catch.
So close.
It is a
what
national roller coaster
now?
Day.
Oh, my God.
What happens now?
Why was this done?
50th anniversary of Woodstock.
But that doesn't make sense.
So here's one where he sees the team strike out the side.
And he treated people with dignity and respect. I mean, more, now
another strikeout.
What is the record for the most strikeouts in a single inning?
Currently three.
Which is actually not true.
Yeah, it's four, right?
It's four, I believe.
Oh, drop third strike. Drop third strike, right? Right?
How many?
Okay, who's he doing the game with?
Okay, so that's John Benetti. I thought that was his partner. Okay. His normal partner, as it sounds like him, but it apparently is not.
That guy's beaten down by this. He's like, why is this happening again?
But I'm still blown away by the idea. So throwing Walton on a baseball broadcast because it's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, which Bill Walton was not at, is very similar to going, let's celebrate the historic year of the White Sox by having a concert in upstate New York. Like, they're in no way related.
I mean, they are 55 and 68, so
that's
why not?
Point.
When you're 20 and a half games back in the division, why not?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.